justice and conspiring to obstruct law enforcement. As part of the deal, 34-year-old Matthew Green of Syracuse has disavowed the Proud Boys and will help the FBI in its investigation. He told investigators he helped program handheld radios used by Proud Boys to coordinate their assault on the Capitol. He's the first of the Proud Boys to plead guilty to the conspiracy charge. Can you talk about the significance of the Proud Boys and the involvement of these different white supremacist groups in the insurrection?
Yeah, the Proud Boys have really grown in prominence during the Trump administration. So they went from, you know, kind of relatively fringe extremist ideas. And the dangerous legacy of the Trump administration is that those dangerous fringe white supremacist ideas have been mainstreamed into the Republican Party. And so the Proud Boys had a direct line into the White House and into the halls of Congress. And they were, you know, providing security at Republican events. So they are a frightening presence. And, you know, they have not been standing down since January 6th. They are now expanding into grassroots politics and stirring up trouble. And, you know, many in the GOP have not disavowed them. So they are a force that we continue to be worried about. They have had problems, including with their leader, that there's trouble within their ranks, though, right? And so, you know, one of the things the Southern Poverty Law Center and my team does is to, you know, find out what's going on beneath the surface and be exposing it. So the fact that you know, people within the Proud Boys are starting to turn to the FBI and share their information. That's very helpful. It creates, you know, distrust and turmoil within. You mentioned the base is another group. Similarly, we had received this tranche of secretly recorded recruitment videos from the base, and that enabled us to expose what was going on and bring awareness to that group, violent activities they were planning that has led to their dismantling. So that is one of our key strategies with the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers, the base, to be monitoring and exposing and pushing for accountability for the individuals and groups that are engaging in this extremist activity.
Can you also talk about white supremacists in the military, not only in this country, but around the world, and what that means?
White supremacists in the U.S. military?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of veterans about this, too. And, you know, they see this as a threat that is on par with having members of Al-Qaeda or ISIS within the military. That this is a threat within, that we have, when there are white supremacists within the military, there's a threat within, that these people are subverting the oath to the Constitution that service members have aligned with, and it creates an incredibly corrosive environment for the military, which is, you know, perhaps the most diverse institution of an American democracy. So I remember in military times, about half of military members think that the number one threat is racism and white supremacy within their ranks as a national security threat.
Well, Susan Cork, I want to thank you for being with us, director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. And a clarification from our headlines, House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, the number three Democrat in House leadership, reported he's asymptomatic for COVID-19 after he tested positive for a coronavirus infection. A happy early birthday to Narmeen Maria. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people with different political views and life experiences are coming together through the power of conversation, and it feels good. Hear more at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Everybody ready?
Everybody, and welcome to episode 2151 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. I am Manda Richard, and today we're doing a holiday show. Of course, we'll start off on the liquored up side of the family like we always do. Tommy Hester's going to start it off with Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. Thanks for tuning in.
A gentle snow came drifting down that falls on Skid Row too. Said a child, his little cheeks turned blue. He watched the neon cross the way, looked up and said to me, Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street. In that bar woman Daddy knows, and every time it's payday night, that's where Daddy goes. I left my mama crying, she'll cry herself to sleep. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street. There on the corner, a sick man down inside. You see, I'd just been heading to that bar the child described. But here's one foolish father that honky tonks won't be. Could have been my son who spoke these words up on the street. In that bar across the street, there's a woman Daddy knows, and every time it's payday night, that's where Daddy goes. I left my mama crying, cry herself to sleep. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street.
Yeah. coming, Christmas is here. My wife just called and said the family is near. Oh my God, it gets earlier each year. Procrastination has got me again. Too much to buy, not enough to spend. But old man Plastic, he always has the money to lend. Before I go shopping expeditiously, I'm gonna take a little time for me. God rest ye merry gentlemen. I sit at this bar with my good friends, and we'll all toast Christmas cheer with cold beer. When I get home, there'll be Uncle Joe with his fourth wife, Mary. Ho, ho, ho. She always tries to kiss me underneath the mistletoe. And Cousin Perry with his sprayed-on tan, he wants to marry his life partner, Sam. But no, 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 you can't do that in Alabama. Can't you see I need a little more time? I got to change my frame of mind. I need some peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I love this bar and all my friends. Let's spread some Christmas cheer with cold beer. Not shout, you better not cry. If you drink too much, you better not drive. We'll start our Christmas right here. Yeah, we'll spread some Christmas cheer, and we'll toast to the new year with cold
hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism can affect any family. Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I could somehow get away. They say another surge is coming, and this I do believe. Thank God the liquor stores don't close on Christmas Eve. Just like the street, holiday day drinking, I got no one to meet. Another surge is coming, message been received.
thank God the liquor stores don't close on Christmas Eve.
Outside the window, she told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Everybody sing now. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk.
You listen to Jeffrey Briggs play the First Noel on the guitar. Let me tell you about our liquored up Christmas set this year. Back at the beginning of the set, Tommy Hester gave us Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas, a single he put out back in 1960. Then from 2011, you heard Tracy Lawrence doing Cold Beer from his album All Wrapped Up in Christmas. Then John Shane and FJ Venture gave us Thank God the Liquor Stores Don't Close on Christmas Eve, a single they put out in 2020. And then the last thing on the set was Alan Jackson's version of the John Denver hit I played last week, Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. This next set's a little more Christmassy in a traditional sort of way. Starts off with Robin and Linda Williams right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Mary had a baby, oh Lord. Mary had a baby, oh my Lord. Mary had a baby, oh Lord. People getting ready for the train to come. Where did she lay him? Oh Lord. She laid him in a manger, oh my Lord. She laid him in a manger, oh Lord. People getting ready for the train to come. Traveling on, oh my soul, I heard a heavenly song. Traveling on, oh my soul, I saw people getting ready for the train to come. She named him, oh Lord. She named him Jesus, oh my Lord. She named him Jesus, oh Lord. People getting ready for the train to come. Who did the singing, oh Lord? The angels did the singing, oh my Lord. The angels did the singing, oh Lord. People getting ready for the train to come. Traveling on, oh my soul, I heard a heavenly song. Traveling on, oh my soul, I saw people getting ready for the train to come. Singing, oh Lord. The shepherds heard the singing, oh my Lord. The shepherds heard the singing, oh Lord. The people getting ready for the train to come. A star in the east, oh Lord. Shining in the morning, oh my Lord. A shining in the morning, oh Lord. The people getting ready for the train to come. Traveling on, oh my soul, I heard a heavenly song. Traveling on, oh my soul, I saw people getting ready for the train to come. Mary had a baby, oh Lord. Mary had a baby, oh my Lord. Mary had a baby, oh Lord. People getting ready for the train to come. Mary had a baby, oh Lord. She laid him in a manger, oh my Lord. She named him Jesus, oh Lord. People getting ready for the train to come. People getting ready for the train to come.
Mary rocked a baby, Mary rocked a baby.
Mary rocked a baby, Mary rocked a baby.
Mary rocked a baby on that starry night. Eyes full of wonder at the glorious sight. The beloved of heaven come to make things right. Mary rocked her baby, Mary rocked her baby. Mary rocked her baby on that starry night.
Mary rocked her baby, Mary rocked her baby.
Mary rocked her baby,
Mary rocked her baby. Mary rocked her baby, joy of man's desire. Heard up in heaven was an angel choir, singing hallelujah till the hills caught fire. Mary rocked her baby, Mary rocked her baby. Mary rocked her baby, joy of man's desire. Shepherds came to worship him from their fields afar.
From their fields afar.
Mary treasured all their praises in her heart.
Mary rocked her baby, Mary rocked her baby.
Mary rocked her baby, baby wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Laid him in a manger so mean and low.
What a beginning for the Lord of Lords.
Mary rock her baby, Mary rock her baby,
Mary rock her baby wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Wise men came to worship him,
guided by the star.
Mary
treasured all their praises
in her heart, in her heart of heart.
Mary rock the baby,
rock the baby,
Mary rock the baby.
Mary rocked her baby, held his tiny hand. Son of God the Father, yet a child of man. Marvel at a place in such a mighty plan. Mary rocked her baby, Mary rocked her baby,
Mary rocked her baby, held his tiny hand.
Mary rocked her baby,
yeah.
Mary rocked her baby,
yes she did.
Mary rocked her baby,
rock her baby,
Mary rocked her baby,
yeah, yeah.
Mary rocked her baby
all night long.
Mary rocked her baby,
little old baby,
Mary rocked her baby,
swaddling clothes,
baby,
swaddling clothes.
Mary rocked her baby,
baby,
Mary rocked her baby,
rock that baby,
Mary rocked her baby.
I can imagine,
Mary rocked her baby,
look at that
baby, Mary rocked her baby,
rocking that baby,
rock her baby,
yeah,
Mary rocked her baby,
can't you see,
yeah,
Mary rocked her baby,
rocking that baby.
Baby rock the baby,
oh baby,
baby rock the baby,
oh baby,
baby rock the baby,
baby,
baby rock the baby,
baby
rock the baby,
rock that baby,
baby rock the baby,
look at me,
baby rock the baby,
look at a rockin'
rock the baby,
that sweet baby
rock the baby,
baby Jesus,
baby rock the baby,
baby Jesus,
rock the baby.
Anybody know it?
Rock the baby.
Anybody know it?
I do.
I don't know about you,
I do.
But I know him.
I know.
Do you know him?
I love him.
Baby.
Ooh,
I can see him, baby, right now.
Baby.
In my mind. Got that baby.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim. Giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Oh, beautiful star. Upon us until the glory dawn. Give us a light to guide the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn,
of dawn.
Into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star of Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem. Shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us a light to guide the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. A light to guide the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Banners were unfurled when God stepped into the world, held in the arms of a little girl named Miriam. Who would ever believe fiance, your family, the teenage pregnancy of Miriam. But laws of nature were suspended, death sentences rescinded throughout all the world, all because of a little girl named Miriam. Medieval paintings glaring down, stony figures judge and frown, and wearing a halo like a crown, could that be Miriam? In Gentile temples, stained glass swirls, a cherubim with golden. Oh, how unlike a Hebrew world, Miriam. Well, I don't know if you ascended, I don't care what's been amended, those once sure miracle, the faith of a little girl. Blessed indeed. Blessed is the fruit of your tree. Yeshua, King of Kings, Son of Miriam. No banners were unfurled. God stepped into the world. Held in the arms of a little girl named Miriam. 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 Miriam.
Pittsburgh area band Devilish Mary begins a Christmas medley of Christ Child Lullaby, Child of God, and Angels We Have Heard on High. Let me tell you about that last set of music. Robin and Linda Williams gave us Mary Had a Baby back at the beginning of the set. Then Becky Buller gave us Mary Rocked Her Baby with the Fairfield Four. Darren Vincent gave us Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And Pierce Pettis gave us Miriam at the end of the set. Thanks for tuning in.
Child of God. everybody. This is April Virch. And Richard was asking me about the tune Christmas Eve, which Joe Newberry and I included on our Christmas album called On This Christmas Day. This is a great old tune from Oklahoma fiddler Dick Hutchison. And it's got just a little crooked bit in it. It's a common tune, I think, around Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas. And we just love doing it as a fiddle and banjo duet. It makes me want to dance. Maybe it'll make you want to dance too. I hope you enjoy it.
I was down the arroyo, gathering strays. You know, cowboys and cattle don't get holidays. And I should have been finished, except for one little guy who kept leading me farther away. He ran up on a mesa, across a ravine, past the Indian ruins and a muddy red stream. And I stopped for a spell, 'cause I was bone tired, and I guess that I started to dream. I saw three painted horses and three dark-skinned men, a mask made of clay with voices like wind, singing, "We seek the soul of all that is good. We come bearing corn, water and wood. Stop and behold all that is good. Give thanks for the corn, water and wood." Now I'm an old trail hound, and I've always believed that your boots and your saddle are all that you need. No miracles happen and no angels appear, but I swear three men were standing there. shook myself over. Had I been asleep, it's just three Pueblo children tending their sheep. And they yelled, Merry Christmas, as they brought me my stray. And their voices rang through the mesquite, singing, we seek the soul of all that is good. We come bearing corn, water and wood. Stop and behold all that is good. Give thanks for the corn, water and wood. We seek the soul,
we seek the soul
of all that is good.
All that is
we come
good.
Bearing corn,
come bearing corn,
water and wood.
Water and
stop
wood.
And behold,
stop and behold
all that is good. Give thanks for the corn,
thanks for the corn,
thanks for the water and wood.
Across the plains one Christmas night, three drovers riding blithe and gay. Looked up and saw a starry light, more radiant than the Milky Way. And on their hearts such wonder fell, they sang with joy, Noel, 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 Noel. The air was dry with summer heat, and smoke was on the yellow moon. But from the heavens faint and sweet came floating down a wondrous tune. And as they heard, they sang full well, those drovers three, Noel, 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 Noel. The black swans flew across the sky, the wild dog called across the plain. The starry luster blazed on high, still echoed on the heavenly strain. And still they sang, Noel, Noel, those drovers three, Noel, 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 Noel.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You've got termites in your smile. You've got all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato washed with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. Nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous supernos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
What is this noise I hear? Rum-pa-pum-pum. This pounding in my ear. Rum-pa-pum-pum. Sounds exactly like an atom bomb. And I believe that it is coming from rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Next door. It's Christmas morning, a day of peace. But it sounds more like war in the Middle East. I hear those rifle shots, the cannons roar. I just don't know if I can take any more of this noise from this drummer boy next door. Now there are lots of Christmas presents to give to little boys. Toy trains and boats and planes and games that don't make any noise. But if he had to have an instrument, a keyboard would be good. He could practice with his headphones. There'd be peace in the neighborhood. Oh, wait, what is this silence? Has he broken his arm? I really do not wish the boy any harm. Oh, no, I guess he was just taking a rest. I'm calling 911 to make an arrest. There's no Christmas joy with this drummer boy next door. I hear the drums go crashing into the street. His dad is screaming, even he needs relief. Perhaps now we can finally get some sleep and restore Christmas as a day of peace. Oh no, what kind of a sadistic idiot would buy a kid a set of drums and a trumpet for Christmas? This is the last straw. I'm calling my lawyer. I'm sorry, but there should be some thoughts about being a good neighbor here. Talk about inconsiderate. This takes the prize. Hey, you tone deaf little yard ape. Prepare to face charges. Give me a break here.
Well, I've got a gal. She's 6'3". She's built like a Christmas tree. She's got ornaments. Ornaments.
Yes, you ought to see what she has got for ornaments.
Well, she sent me to the store to get a loaf of bread. I come home with butter and she hit me in the head with those ornaments.
Ornaments. Yes, you ought to see what she has got for ornaments.
She got that shape. She said some doc had used lots of tape on those ornaments.
Ornaments. Yes, you ought to see what she has got for ornaments.
Now Jethro really is so meek. She slapped him when he tried to peek at those ornaments.
Ornaments. Yes, you ought to see what she has got for ornaments.
And when she walks, it's plain to see. It rattles my rattle, my rattle, my tree with those ornaments.
Ornaments. Yes, you ought to see what she has got for ornaments.
Well, before you think them nasty things, her ornaments are those swinging earrings. That's her ornaments.
Ornaments. Yes, you ought to see what she has got for
since it is the holiday season, my gift to you is I'm talking a lot less. So that was a long set of music, wasn't it? I should tell you that you're listening to Joe Negri play I Wonder As I Wander from his Guitars for Christmas album that came out in, what, about 2003? Now, let me tell you about that whole last set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, April Virch introduced, and then Joe Newberry and April Virch played Christmas Eve from their new record On This Christmas Day. Then we heard Riders in the Sky to Corn, Water, and Wood from Christmas the Cowboy Way that came out in 1999. Paul Kelly gave us Three Drovers from his new record, Paul Kelly's Christmas Train. Then Slade Cleaves did You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and we closed down with a couple of silly ones. Ray Stevens doing The Little Drummer Boy Next Door, and Homer and Jethro doing Ornaments. All right, we're going to take a station break, but then we'll be back with more Christmas music on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WTC WTC HD1, Chattanooga, Tennessee, WMCK.FM, Keysport, Pennsylvania, and WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cajon Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast, and we're going to start off with three songs from a fun compilation called A Rootin' Tootin' Santa. Terry Fell's got the first slot. Thanks for tuning in.
Let's stay together till after Christmas. Don't tell a soul we're gone apart. Let's stay together till after Christmas. Then you can go and break my heart. I'll buy you pretty things to place beneath the tree, making my heart believe you're still in love with me. Let's stay together till after Christmas, then I will try to set you free. Together till after Christmas, 'cause I can't stand to be alone. Let's stay together till after Christmas and just pretend there's nothing wrong. I'll buy you pretty things to place beneath the tree, making my heart believe you're still in love with me. Let's stay together till after Christmas. Then I will try to set you free.
Well, I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. I'm gonna tell him that you've been untrue. Christmas Eve, he'll know the score. He won't come a-knocking on your door. You better not tell him you've been nice. Gonna tell him once, then maybe twice, how you broke my heart in two. I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. No use to hang your stocking on your Christmas tree. No use to sit up watching for Saint Nick, no siree. You're gonna be sorry by and by. Gonna wake up Christmas Day and cry. You'll be sad and I'll be blue. I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. Gonna tell him that you've been untrue. Christmas Eve, he'll know the score. He won't come a-knocking on your door. You better not tell him you've been nice. I'll tell him once, then maybe twice, how you broke my heart in two. I'm gonna tell Santa Claus on you. But if you say you love me and promise to be true, then I'll make a promise that I won't tell Santa on you. Then we'll be happy, you and I. You won't be sad and I won't cry. We'll have a Merry Christmas too, 'cause I won't tell Santa Claus on you.